This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
What side of the bed do you sleep on?
And does it ever change? 833-287-1037.
This conversation, coincidentally, was behind the scenes Friday on our Valentine's show, where we featured Travis and Melissa, got them breakfast in bed, gave them a bed, serenaded them, but watched them have a pretty detailed conversation when they got here before they got into the bed. So Travis and Melissa, you said something very interesting as you contemplated the bed that you're going to take home later today. Mm-hmm. When you got here, and it was I'm not going to say an argument because love was in the air, but
yes,
what were you guys debating?
Which side of the bed you sleep on?
Right. Okay. Now, you guys were very set in your ways.
That's right. I'm always on the left.
And I'm always on the right.
But I'm always right.
Oh, wow.
Did you guys plan that?
Now, here's a question. Have you guys traveled together and stayed at hotels together?
Yes.
Okay. When you're at that hotel, do you still stick with that usual location?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like how you ask that, because every once in a while I mix it up when I'm in a hotel.
Well, it's not because I mix it up. This is what I do. I want the safest spot in the room. So I put my husband, Kurt, in the danger spot.
Sure.
So, you know, if we're up to high, I don't mind being by the outside door or whatever, but, you know, and I put him facing the door.
So you're safe normally, and Kurt gets it.
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly. Because, normally I'm on the other side of the bed. But when we travel, he has to be the one that is in between me and danger.
Mm. Well, I guess he probably likes that.
Yeah, I like
being more comfortable.
Well, you are now.
Yes.
So I got to tell you guys, big boy John here. I'm in a relationship now that I'm living with somebody, mm-hmm. and I have had to make a concession because we slept on the same side of the bed.
Ooh, you switched.
And I did switch.
I really love her.
I'll tell you this. I woke up our first night. I had no idea where I was because I was on the wrong side. Completely threw me off my game.
Interesting.
I'm like, what? Oh, it's our first night in the new place on a new side of the bed for me. Even though, again, as I mentioned during the hotel days, once in a while I'll mix it up just to be kind of sexy and hot. But,
hey, babe, what do you say? We mix it up and I sleep on that side.
Sadly, that's about mixing it up for me. That's about as hot as it gets.
833-287-1037. Do you have a specific side of the bed? I think a lot of people do, but I'd really be interested in finding someone who doesn't really care.
Does it throw you off when you're not on that side of the bed? Will you absolutely positively never make a concession? Say, if we both prefer the same section of the bed, we're either sleeping on top of each other or we're sleeping in different beds. It's a thing, man.
I know it is.
It's a very important thing. Mm-hmm. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. Our Valentine's couple, Melissa and Travis, who won the king-size bed here in our studio on Friday morning, before they got into bed were very set in their ways on which side of the bed they were each to be in. There was no compromising. Mm-hmm. You're on that side, I'm on this side, this is the way it always is.
So I'm usually very picky on which side of the bed I'm on. Unless I'm traveling, then I always want my husband closest to the hotel door so that he's in the middle of me and possible. Did a huge sacrifice in his move as he and his girlfriend are moving in together. You flipped what side of the bed you're on, which I think is pretty wild.
Well, Tammy.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you.
When you come out with that voice right away.
The heart wants what the heart wants, especially when the person that you're with says you're on that side. Wasn't really much of a conversation about it. In fact, that was the exact conversation. But you know what? I'm happy, and that's all there is to it. I'm getting used to it. It's still, I wake up like, what's, something's weird. But, you know, 833-287-1037.
Sydney is an OB. Sydney, you have a preferred side of the bed. What is it?
The middle. Not kidding. Smack in the middle with my 90-pound dog taking up the corner.
It has to be the middle, no matter where you are, where you're sleeping.
Well, I kind of sleep diagonal, so I always just end up in the middle.
So don't you kind of find it inconvenient if you have to dart out of bed quickly for something that you have to kind of, like, you know, make your way out as opposed to just rolling out and getting started?
Well, yeah, I have to figure out which side he's on and roll out the other way.
A 90-pound dog on your bed.
Wow.
I'll never complain about 14-pound Roger getting in the middle.
We had to ban our dog, Sophia, from sleeping with us because she just, number one, would get too hot. And she's like 70 pounds. And then she would start doing the pushing her legs out like, excuse me, move.
It's funny because we had Roger at the place, the new place. And Roger was right smack dab in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my new right side. Sam's on the left, and Roger is growly. He will not stop growling. One of those, like, right? And we could not figure out what it was. Well, it turns out our bed faces a mirror that's in our bathroom. We got a big opening.
But here's the
dopey thing about Roger. My old place had a closet door that was a mirror right in front of the bed.
Yeah.
He watched himself all the time, but this one freaked him out.
It's a new reflection.
We had to talk him down. It was a drag. Meanwhile, he's smack dab in the middle. Sam's on the left. Or am I on the right? Oh, I don't remember. No, I'm on the... What is this hand? I'm on the right.
Dyslexia is a thing.
What is this hand? That's
Sam's
funny.
On the left.
Now, Sydney, if you had a partner in the bed, can you still get away with the middle or diagonal?
Or a 90-pound dog?
It gets a little more challenging. It's kind of like yoga then.
Ooh. Well, kind of want to know more now. But
Sleeping yoga.
That's what I meant, yeah.
It's so great to talk to you guys. Love you.
You too.
Oh,
love you
thanks,
back.
Sydney.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.